From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Israel released more than 250 Palestinian prisoners. It's part of an effort to bolster Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and his government in the West Bank. Abbas is in a power struggle with the Islamist militant group Hamas, which now controls the Gaza Strip. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the United Nations warns that Israel's continuing blockade of Gaza is creating a humanitarian crisis.
The UN's top humanitarian official, Sir John Holmes, has a serious dilemma on his hands. UN agencies already feed about 600,000 people in Gaza and are now gearing up to feed the entire population of 1.2 million. With most of the Israeli border checkpoints closed, Holmes says he has to look for imaginative ways to get supplies in.
The ones that are open do not have enough capacity in terms of how many lorries they can turn around during the day to get enough goods in, even to keep people alive. So one of the things we've done is use at one of the biggest crossing points, which is not open properly, called Karni, to adapt, as a conveyor belt, which was supposed to be used for cement and gravel, to actually take sacks of flour through.
Holmes says these are only stopgap measures.
The crossings need to be open for ordinary commercial traffic. Otherwise, Gaza is simply going to be economically strangled. The businesses are going to go out of business, the farmers are going to go out of business, the whole population will therefore be dependent on humanitarian aid. And this is, I mean, it's a disaster from a humanitarian point of view, but it seems to me to be pretty catastrophic from any point of view from whatever you're trying to achieve there.
The United Nations is part of the so-called quartet of would-be Middle East peacemakers. The group, which also includes the European Union, the U.S., and Russia, now has former British Prime Minister Tony Blair as an envoy, trying to help the Palestinian government in the West Bank build up institutions to pave the way for a peace process. Holmes says the political players must not forget about Gaza.
Can you actually construct a peace process on the basis of, you know, part of the population you're trying to deal with living in those kind of conditions? Personally, I don't believe it is, but that's what the politicians will have to confront.
Holmes is a former British diplomat who's a relative newcomer to humanitarian issues. In his short time on the job, visiting refugee camps in Chad and Sudan or dodging explosives in Somalia, he's been struck by one thing.
Unfortunately, there is a trend in some countries to regard humanitarian work as, sometimes at least, hiding a political agenda, being too aligned with the Western political agenda, and therefore people are inclined to regard it as disguised interventionism by the West. And of course, Iraq tends to have poisoned the well for everybody.
So he finds himself reassuring governments around the world that he's only trying to help on humanitarian issues. The other part of his job is to raise awareness and money. He's not just looking for aid for Palestinians in Gaza, for instance. There's also a Palestinian refugee camp in northern Lebanon to worry about, since it's been the scene of fighting between the Lebanese military and a militant Islamist group.
That camp will need to be rebuilt. The people who lived in that camp have got to be rehoused. That's going to cost a lot of money. So there's a big need for generous response from donors for Gaza and for the Palestinians in general.
And for the increasing needs in Chad, where Holmes says people are facing some of the same things that happened across the border in Darfur, Sudan. Militias rampaging through villages, forcing tens of thousands to run and seek humanitarian assistance. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.